Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Note to young broadcasters, always turn on your microphone right before you're going to do a show. That's very, very important.
Mike, we surveyed young broadcasters, and 15% were undecided as to whether or not to turn on their microphone right here.
You want me to talk about politics right away, don't you? You want me to get...
No.
That's on your brain. You want me to talk about that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going
to
do that.
I didn't mean to bait you or anything. I'm just saying that a lot of people are undecided.
I've got a new way that I am now responding to people that send me political messages.
Oh, good. I look forward to hearing, because I too get occasional missives from individuals.
Yeah. I am now just copying and pasting the letter I got from our host this past weekend.
Oh, that's nice. Says, yeah.
We don't care.
Obviously, we came up short.
I wanted to respond to someone, didn't I? No, I took it off.
Josh,
my
do you ever get a vote of support?
Oh, I get a lot.
Because of this show? I could tell you, if I was going to call everybody out, I could tell you the people that are on Team A and Team B. I could do that.
Well, yeah,
that's my whole life.
There's no trick there.
Everybody ought to be exposed to people that think differently. I believe that with every fiber of my being. Mm-hmm. And I think it allows people from both sides to get more of a handle on what's going on. But we'll talk about that later, I think.
And Rob, I do. I probably get more comments in support than hate.
Okay.
The hate's more fun to focus on.
Well, that's true. And you see, why I ask that is, are the people that are happy, are they driven to write as much as the people that are pissed off? Because being pissed off is a driving factor.
The people who are happy to write also write a little bit inspired by hate, because it's, I'm glad someone else is saying the opposite of Mike.
Well,
Can I say this regarding happy? This is my cynical view of the world. When I see, and this is not politics all, this is talking about just in general people who get on social media and are happy, happy, joy about everything. There are people, many of you, I know who you are, who post things only of a positive nature and only, when it's that appropriate time to post positive things, whether it be friends, whether it be family, whether it be joy, whether it be, and I, in my apocalyptic soul, believe that underneath that facade is a great deal of rage.
Really?
Yeah. But then again, I was accused of that not long ago by someone that I interact with, saying that your positivity, that people can see right through it. And that was said to me, and I said nothing could be further from the truth, because my positivity is genuine, just like my rage can be genuine as well.
You know, they both can exist. I have to say this, Mike. You wear your feelings on your sleeve.
I can't help it. I'm not proud of that at all.
No.
I don't think that's any accomplishment whatsoever.
But it's just how you are. And so if you post something that is rage-filled, I buy it. But also if you post something joyful, I buy that too.
For those of you that might be combative in nature, as I can be,
right?
Here's a little piece of it, and then I'm going to put this into the framework of a man and a woman in blissful marriage, communicating with each other. And I've been on this planet for 65 years. This is an thank you. Thank you all very much.
You can join in on those, Josh.
This is an elder statesman point of view, because I've lived a lot of life. I've been through a lot of these. All right?
Yes.
All right. We're going to talk about an argument between a man and a wife.
Nice.
All right? With a husband and a wife.
Okay.
It can be same sex as well. All right?
Good.
It can absolutely. But when there's that argument, say that your beloved does something that rubs you the wrong way and you take issue with it and you go public with it. And when I say public, you tell them about it.
Okay.
You say, I don't like this. And then the fight begins. And the fight begins and it goes back and forth and back and forth. There is a rule of thumb that I think you should adhere to. When you're good at arguing, which is what we are in this business,
mm-hmm.
the argument can be not just winning the argument, but feeling that level of satisfaction, which, for lack of a better word, results in hurt, yeah. hurt feelings. And sometimes in an argument, hurting the other person's feelings can be seen as somewhat of a victory. You know,
yeah.
Well, you did that. And I'm here to tell you that's overrated because the high ground is immediately lost as soon as you say something nastier than the other person has said to you. And if you're a good arguer and you got a big mouth, that goes down and suddenly you're paddling upstream.
Yeah, there's a phrase we like to use in our house, Mike. There's no need to fish with dynamite, meaning that you don't need to go right for the jugular. You don't have to do it. You don't have to go to your nuclear backup right
yes.
away. And oftentimes
I do
that's
that.
What we do. Yes,
I do that, too. And I do that far too quickly.
Yeah.
And immediately you go from being either equal or the aggrieved party to being the adversary, the bully. That's the word. That's a good word for it. You go from being the aggrieved party to being the bullying party, and that's not a good place to be. And men do that a lot when they fight with their wives.
As soon as that happens, the
slight by the wife or the mistake by the wife is erased in totality because the argument is no longer about what she did. It's about what you said.
Yep.
Bam. Loss, never a win. Never a win in that situation.
Not just husbands, Mike.
Yes, that's true.
That's true.
Yes.
Especially when you've been together a long time. You know the buttons to push. And it's not smart. Not smart.
It's also like I tell my son to just walk away from any fight. Because once the fight gets physical, if you're even involved, you're just as bad as the other guy that started mm-hmm. it. Doesn't matter.
And that can apply to verbal fights as well.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Which I've never been able
and
to
sword
quite
fights.
Master that concept.
Yeah.
You know, I really haven't.
But Mike, you've walked away ever since the last big one.
But man, it was close this week. I don't want to go into the details. But it was, I had an argument that was nasty. And,
is it one we touched on?
Yeah, briefly.
We did pre-show. He said he wasn't going to talk about it, and he came in first thing Monday talking about it.
And I talked about it.
Everyone put on your Michael Mara Show decoder ring to figure out what Josh just said.
Yeah, because tonight there's a game. That's all I want to say about that.
Man, there's clues everywhere. It's like being in an escape room.
The victory will be immediate for me if I will be completely satisfied if if there hasn't been some major clandestine
attack
where there are crickets in the parking lot and nobody's there. Then I'll know that something went down.
I think you should show up to the game wearing a crown.
speaking of crown.
Yes.
The pool guys were here when I pulled up this morning after I dropped my kid off at school. And because we are preparing the home for the royal visit. The royal visit will be taking place tomorrow.
Oh, these are like pool maintenance guys? I thought these
they're
were
maintenance
just people
guys.
That
yeah,
you
that's
let
a big, from- as Josh will tell you, it's a big industry down here. That's what people do. You have people deal with your pool.
When you said the pool guys were there, I thought it was that crew of like five or six guys you charge admission to.
No.
Use your pool.
No. The Chippendales, you mean, where
yes,
they're all standing on little pedestals?
Yes, exactly. Good morning, Mr. Mike.
The pump ain't working. And I dealt with it last week.
I got the same complaint in my marriage.
The pump ain't working. And, that's not working either. I'm going to a urologist for that. The pump is working, but it's not working the way I want it to work. That's another show. That's another week. That's next week. I don't want to skip ahead to next week. So the guy was here before I went to Vegas, and I said, I got people coming in on Friday. Do whatever you need to do. Just make sure you get that part. If it's a quick fix, that the big fix will be taken care of. You can do the quick fix first. That's fine. Crickets, nothing. caught them today, but they're not the repair dudes. They're the dudes that, you know, skim and stuff like that and put chlorine in
it. I bet that other guy skims a little bit. The guy that told you about the repair, was he sort of, can you sort of thumbnail him in a physical way? I just want to picture him.
No, because there wasn't enough time spent. Okay. Hello, this is pool company. The tech will be here by today or tomorrow. That's what my boss told me. That's all I asked for tomorrow. By today or tomorrow.
Jesus Christ.
That's a nice time window.
Yeah, that's not cool. So, you know, that. I'll call him.
No later
myself.
Than Saturday, Mike.
I'll call him myself.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we're preparing the home.
What is the general level of, I won't say anxiety, I'll say excitement. What is the general level of excitement at your home since you're bringing in your first house guest in over a year? Yes.
True answer. I'm super excited to see Kathy and Paul. I'm really looking forward to it because we get along great when they're here and we have lots of fun. So I'm really looking forward to it. But as far as the house, you know, I have the bedroom that would normally be where guesties stay.
Yeah.
Is no longer a bedroom. It is my studio where I'm speaking to you. You can eat. That's where I am right now.
With that real estate swap within your home, I'm guessing that Kathy and Paul will sleep in the garage.
No, they will sleep in my son's room.
Oh, in the race car bed. Is it a wide enough bed for two?
It's not a race car bed. He's 11 years old.
I was kidding.
He has a full-size bed. They're small people, so they can handle that bed.
But is it a twin? That's where
Josh slept.
I slept there.
Okay.
It's comfortable, right, Josh? That a comfortable room?
Yeah, it's a comfortable room.
What size bed? Is it a queen?
I think it's a full. Might be a queen.
Full. Yeah.
You think it's a full or a queen? I don't know.
I can never tell the difference between full or queen.
Yeah.
But it's coming something in like that.
I always know a queen when I see it.
I need the outdoor, when you live down here, especially this time of year, outdoor activity, that's what you do. You hang out outside. That's
right.
What I'm doing. So you know, I'm a power washer in hand as soon as this recording is over today. I'm going to be out there doing that.
When do they arrive?
Tomorrow afternoon.
And they stay until?
Tomorrow night.
Okay.
No, they stay till Monday morning.
All right.
It's a quick weekend. Okay. And
time enough for Kathy to stop by on Monday's show?
Boy, I don't know. I think they're leaving really early, so probably not.
Oh, darn it. Well, you give her our best.
But the idea is...
Unless you want to record on Sunday.
No.
During the Giants game.
Don't. They don't have a game. They have a bye week.
Yeah.
Ah, you know what you did, Mike?
Perfect opportunity for a new quarterback.
Yes.
You outfoxed me. Yeah.
Yes. Josh is ahead of the curve on that one, knowing about the inner workings of the New York Giants. Might be the end of the Danny Dimes era, the Daniel Jones era. But... for next week, which I believe is Thanksgiving week, right?
Thanksgiving week is the week of the 25th.
No, the week after.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's the week. It's not next week?
It's two weeks from today.
Oh.
Exactly. Yeah, the 28th.
Right. Well, we're preparing for a hurricane.
You just had one. There's no need to be greedy.
I don't think it's technically a hurricane yet.
It might just be a tropical storm. But here we go. It's flipping mid-November. I know it's hurricane season still, but this is when we don't worry about these things, and now it's happening all over. And of course, the Fusilli pasta models are all pointing right here, and I'm getting more. Josh, I haven't even looked today because I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off, and I have not looked as to what the situation is. Do you have any information on your end as to what's going on? I'm sorry to be already diving into you looking online for me, but anyway, he's going to check.
No, I mean, there's nothing. They're not making it a big deal about it yet up here.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the spaghetti models that show it going through South Florida and spaghetti models that show it coming through me.
So this is 1 week away, not Thanksgiving week.
It's next week.
So it'll be like the 21st.
I think Wednesday of next week is what they're talking about.
Well, Mike,
but they
it's actually
know.
Nice of you to take that hurricane, because if it were to go up the coast, do you think if that was just 1 week later and a little bit north, how it could have ruined the parade for all of those wonderful children in New York City, blowing the balloons all
Rob,
around.
I think it's far too great a distance to cover. I don't think you, at this time of year, almost a meteorological impossibility for a hurricane to hit the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade this year.
But Rob,
wouldn't it be great?
Rob, can you, here is a spaghetti model, and try to make any sense of this.
Okay.
It looks like a child's drawing.
It really does. It does. I guess each line is...
Oh, it looks like, hey, Josh, looks like more...
Yeah, move towards me.
More your neck of the woods.
Yeah, yeah, you look like you might be clear down there.
Looks like Louisiana is safe.
Not necessarily. There are a couple of them that are right there near New Orleans.
Yeah, and if you see that big blob down Central America, that's what could cause an issue for it to either stop or get stronger.
All right.
Yeah, that's going over the Yucatan Peninsula. Whether I've become quite the meteorological I have trouble with meteorology.
You know,
I've always had trouble.
Weatherman,
meteorological.
Meteorological, so, right?
We shall see. All right, humble brag. Meteorological, you mean, right?
There was a word last week I couldn't say. I can't remember what it was, and it really troubled me. So I'm just trying to make myself feel better.
We all have the crutches. So we shall see what the deal is. I hope that it fizzles, but this is the new reality. It seems to be the Florida Peninsula has been unusually active this year. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a fair assessment. We've been dealing with a lot of these things, so it sucks.
Thanks a lot, Biden.
But that's right. Yeah, it's his fault.
Of course, that's why we voted him out. All of us.
That's exactly why we voted him out. All right, since you brought it up, I'll
no,
get
no,
it
no,
out
I didn't.
Way.
I'm just being silly. That's all.
Under
the second time Rob's tried to bring politics up today.
This is true because he likes it. He likes it when you're non-confrontational. One of the things you enjoy is when someone that is confrontational, who you associate with, gets involved. Being non-confrontational doesn't mean you don't like watching.
That's true.
Would
this
that be accurate?
True. Yes.
Yeah.
But I do. You know, I don't. I think you're oversimplifying me a little bit. But when you get worked up, I think that, you know what, things are learned when you get worked up. And
in many cases. In the category, let me see. What did I write? Well, it only took me a week to lose my political chill.
But what, you know what people will call that week in the future, Mike? The golden years.
I stand by my previous statement of they earned it, they got it. Let's wait and see what happens. Mm. Well, this is a wait and see when you're starting to name. People for key positions in government.
Right.
That's when you can offer an opinion on that. And I've been chill on that because I really haven't found any to be out there until yesterday.
Yesterday.
Right? It just occurred to me that if you were sitting there and say you were raising chickens.
Great.
And you said, boy, these are really, really nice chickens. They're laying nice eggs. They're not the best eggs
I've
had.
They're nice eggs.
The chickens are laying eggs. They're okay eggs, but I'd really like the chickens to lay better eggs. So I'm gonna rearrange the chicken coop.
Oh, good.
Or in some cases, it can be referred to as the hen house. All right, and I'm like, well, let's bring in something an outlier to maybe improve the hen house. It's like,
what would that?
Oh,
be?
I have an idea.
Yeah,
let's go out back to where that foxhole is, and we'll wrestle out a fox, and we'll bring him into the hen house, and put him in charge. What could possibly go wrong?
Mike, you know what could happen? That fox is an enemy of the chicken.
Well, Matt Gaetz. That's all I wanted to say.
Fox and
Josh
Matt
Gaetz? Said, Josh said before me, it just seems to me that a guy who you are going to nominate to lead the Justice Department, who would be the Attorney General of the United States, perhaps the guy that's being investigated in Congress for an underage sex scandal might not be my first choice. For the love of God!
Now, I believe if you looked it up, he's already been cleared of that.
No, he's been cleared because he's under investigation.
No. He was cleared of it like last year. And then when he became the face of pushing Mitch McConnell out, they brought it back up.
But he's still so in. And now that he's resigned Congress, he's no longer.
No longer.
But he would
he's unemployed right now?
Because it wasn't.
Yes.
He was. Right. Because he is unemployed. Because he was cleared of it from a legal standpoint. But then Congress brought it back up as an ethical thing.
All right. So with that said, not alleging guilt or innocence on that front.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. He was found innocent legally.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. That's I accept that. But would you not agree that he is a bit of a lightning rod?
He is. And it's part of it is because he is a strong Trump guy. He's one of the strong supports. And but I think he's
Noted a-hole.
Oh, he is definitely a pushback at the establishment type guy.
And that is
something that many people who voted for Trump like that. And
of course
part of the whole bringing Trump in is to shake things up.
Or perhaps turn over a new leaf and try to bring the country together.
Sure. But I heard Biden say that for 4 years, and I didn't see anything get close.
Yeah, and that's your perspective. And yesterday. By the way, do not, and I mean this.
Don't do it.
Do not send Josh hatred. Don't send me hatred, please.
I'll take it.
Just chill out. He's got his guy.
Everyone's got a view. I do like Matt Gaetz.
I hate you.
I'm guessing anyone that doesn't like Matt Gaetz has not listened to him sit down for like long form open interviews. And he's done a lot.
That's an overgeneralization. There are probably lots of people that hate Matt Gaetz that have heard him interviewed.
I had Matt Gaetz over to the house for coffee, Mike. And I sat down with him and we talked. And you know what I said? I said, you know what? He said, no. I said, little more. He said, no, I must be going. I said, thank you so much for coming by. You're an asshole.
I base my opinion of Matt Gaetz primarily on clips of him. Long form clips of him when I see him at congressional hearings,
right?
Where he's becoming a real nad.
Yeah, that's and I think it's. Just, I think Matt Gaetz is the AOC of the Republican Party.
That's probably true. That's probably true as far as the lightning rod and people that
more out on the edges.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll give you that one. But so
he is a very smart guy.
Who's the AOC of this show?
We don't have an AOC.
Yeah, I think
we're all equally dumb.
Just checking.
I want we're all to make equally sure dumb on this show.
That there wasn't anybody.
So from my team, if your goal is to just blow it up, which is what Josh seems to say, that's what a lot of Trump people want, then probably the definitive choice. If your goal is to govern and have less chaos, not my first choice.
You know what's great?
Would that be accurate?
Yes, and I think that part of this is. If Trump won in 2020, he would have continued with the bringing in people from both sides and moving along and Mike Pence and the more play along. I think the fact that he felt so screwed there and
he's, this points in the direction of he's going to be coming in with all his peeps.
I don't think
his loyalists.
It's not revenge, but these are the only guys I trust.
Right.
I love, Mike, the fact that even in this civil discourse, there's just the subtle shadings. You say blow it up, and agreeing, Josh says shake it up. Yeah, we're going to shake it up a little bit. How much of a shake-up do you anticipate, Josh? Like burning a piece of paper?
I think he's going to start with Matt Gaetz, and then then they're going to blow up the Department of Education.
Right.
Then Heinrich Himmler will be nominated for the I'm sorry.
No, I think blow it up is the scene on Independence Day where it just blows the White House up. I just want to remodel.
You want to remodel? Then you know what? I need a palate cleanser. Bring her in, please.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
Thank you.
I bet I know
Rob,
how she voted. Yeah,
I need you to send me more country stars saying
identifying
hello.
Themselves. I will.
That's the only thing that'll make me survive any time we have these political discussions that drive me nuts.
And Mike, if you ever do get too deep, don't forget her new show. I believe it's called Lucky is on Peacock, and you can spend the evening with Reba anytime.
Oh, second day you've mentioned Peacock. You love that network.
It's a good network. It is. Okay. But I've been staying more with Netflix as I watch The Agreeable Diplomat. And that's what I'm calling it now.
Okay. Agreeable. Yes, Josh.
The Agreeable Diplomat.
Well, I was just going to point out from yesterday, our Peacock discussion, Yellowstone has some episodes on Peacock, some episodes on Paramount. Good luck figuring out where to watch the show.
Yeah.
Well, I found out that Peacock just got the older reruns, so they're just like divesting them. So if you see it on Peacock, it's a previous season.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So one last thing on this, Josh.
Yes.
You like the choice, but as far as getting things done and governing, do you think by bringing in the what's the term I want to use here? By bringing in the individuals who are the shakeup people, mm-hmm. that you've got a better chance of getting your stuff done than bringing in somebody who might be a little more mainstream?
I think Trump has heard his people and what his people want, and I think he understands that having Senate and Congress on his side,
right?
Means
you do what you can do
2 years to get it done.
Right.
So
I think Mike,
he's going with his guys because he doesn't want to delay.
Okay. If he did not have Congress with him, he would not be able to successfully appeal the American with Disabilities Act, which I think is
repeal. You mean?
Yeah, repeal. I'm sorry.
Repeal. You said appeal.
Appeal.
Well, it appeals.
That's why you got magna cum laude, but you can't talk politics.
I don't like politics.
I know you don't. You don't like sports. You don't like politics. You like Groucho Marx.
No, what I do like, Mike, is you.
Thank you, and I like you, and I love your family.
Thank you.
I love your family like my own, to be honest with you.
And
I was like seeing my kids growing up in Las Vegas. I really can't. I can't stop raving about Rob's kids.
Oh, you're so great. Thank you.
I really can. And it was great to see Carrie having a great time, too. I love that whole thing. And the only person I didn't hang out with was your dad. Did your dad have a good time in Las Vegas?
My dad had a blast. He had so much fun. But, Kathy is a doer, and my dad is more of an observer. And so Kathy was more out and about. But my dad was having a great time. I found a great picture of the three of us, me and Robert and my father, and the three generations pictures are rare because we all live in different places. So I just thought about it. I said, that's so cool had the three generations together having a good time. I loved that.
It took until Sunday for me to see your dad walk. And then I realized, oh, he can walk.
Yeah, he wants.
Because he's normally rolling around.
He's not as God, him on that scooter. Oh my God, I almost saw three people get taken out. I don't know if you've ever used a mobility scooter. And my father,
I have when I had my hip surgery, I did for fun.
Well, people should know that my father is in fine health, but he's not as mobile. He has a little thing going on with his leg. So it was his option to bring a cane or to rent the scooter. And Kathy went all in. She had the wheelchair meet him at the airplane, which he loved, and he got zipped through the airport. And when they got to the hotel, to be named later, the scooter was waiting, fully charged, in the lobby, and he was off like a shot. And on these scooters, there's the handlebars, of course, for steering. There's a gas and a brake, right? Two squeeze handles. But what you got to know is by the key, there's the dial. And the dial is...
Josh, do you hear how this man's talking about it? Do you hear how lovingly, in anticipation, he's talking about when he's on his next year?
No, I've played with them before myself, Mike. But my father, this was his first time.
You're so looking forward to it.
You are so looking forward to being on a scooter.
If I got a scooter, no, it would be... I'd get the wheelchair, because the wheelchair gets respect. And the scooter does not.
That is so goddamn true. That's brilliant. The scooter is just, get up.
Yeah, you're lazy.
The wheelchair is thank you for your service to our country.
I'm not going to. Now, how dare you? I'm not going to steal any valor. I'm just saying that
the wheelchair is like, what horrible thing happened to you? The scooter is, hey, fat ass.
You're blocking the gift shop at the amusement park.
That's you really need that at Disney.
Yeah,
you lazy hump.
The scooter is don't roll over my foot.
Yeah.
I get hit by scooters all the time.
Oh, well, it's also, I think they breed them down there, don't they, in Florida, the scooter?
Well, Tremont Street people, in Vegas, yes. too. They were all
but
over
the
place.
The dial is like your top speed, and my father was big on juicing the dial. He almost took out Kathy. I almost saw him take out two showgirls on Fremont Street, and the best thing...
Does he have his own down in Florida?
No, no, he does not. This was a new experience for him.
Is he doing this on purpose?
I don't know.
Purposely, let me scare some people.
I don't think he was trying to scare Kathy when he nearly killed her, but I do like this, is that he doesn't necessarily look for the ramps on the sidewalk. Now, we saved him a couple times from doing a curb shot.
Like, bam, knocking him out of it?
No, like going off the sidewalk from a curb to the street. I mean,
okay. like a jump.
Yeah, and there's a ramp right by it, but you know,
a ramp. You mean the flat area that's that goes down? Okay, you make it sound like it's a ramp. It's not a ramp.
That's what it is called.
It's the side. It's a sidewalk. It's a sidewalk,
but it is the sidewalk that allows for easy passage from there to there.
But every single intersection has the flat area for wheels.
Yeah, but it's not necessary. Just because it has it doesn't mean
a ramp. I picture next to a home. Made of wood going up to, you know, where you have it go around the stairs.
Mike, right? Didn't you see them everywhere? All the wooden ramps in Las Vegas?
I saw in the casinos in our zit part of Las Vegas,
yes.
I saw tons of rascals.
Yes.
Everywhere.
The scooters. So you know how when you came out the main entrance of our hotel, not yet to the casino, but the one like where they do... drop off and pick up.
Yeah.
There was a step, and then if you were to turn to the left, it was wheelchair accessible with the inclined sidewalk. My father was headed full speed to the shelf. He wasn't using the incline. He was just going to jump it.
Curb.
And Kathy is off. Bob! What? He says.
So he's not really well-versed in using
them. No, I think he'll get better at it. I do.
Or he's trying to learn a new trick.
That could be
like
true.
Like a skateboarder.
Yes.
Right.
I did love, though, every time we went to a casino or something, Carrie and I just got in the habit of opening both swinging doors, so he looked like Cher coming in. It was like a grand entrance every time.
I don't know how I missed him. I was around there the whole weekend, so I don't know where he was hiding, but I didn't.
He was around.
Him,
you know. He spent some time in the room.
He spent some time in the room. Did he linger in the room more than Kathy did? Probably.
Well, you see, my dad's not a casino guy. So if Kathy was just going down to, you know, flip some cards.
Roll the bones.
Exactly. He didn't want to do that. But if you needed him, all you needed to do was strike one match in the restaurant and he would be there. Almost like a bat signal. He loves that place. Yeah.
Good. All right. Well, I'm glad he's doing well. And it was good seeing the fam. And I agree with Josh that, you know, it's your guy. It's his control. He's got to put people in. But I think in politics they say, Josh, not a good look. Not a good look if you want to, you know, make the rest of the country, you know, the other half of the country. Well, somebody says, what is it? 35, 35, and 35, you know. 35 passionate over here, 35 passionate over there, 35 don't give an ass. Rat's
ass. Show.
You
like
know what?
This show.
Yeah, that's about right.
That is so true. That is so true. Although, no, I got to tell you, Rob. Rob doesn't care.
What?
No, you skew to my team. I know you skew to my team a little bit. You know,
A lot. Yeah, I just don't talk it. I mean, it's not. I don't feel well versed enough to make an argument. I know what's important to me.
I don't really either, you know? I mean, I do my best, but that's why we're an inch deep and a mile wide on this show.
Do you think that the president, the future and past president, President Trump, it would be
You mean the president-elect?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Mike. Thank you.
You're right. You don't know how to talk about it, but go ahead. Go ask your question.
Yeah, I still don't understand what president-elect means. I'm just using context clues to pick up.
Context clues.
Do you think it would be a better look for President Trump if he had a scooter?
I think he's still out on the golf course. I think he's still...
And what is a golf cart but an oversized scooter for two?
And I was on one yesterday.
Yeah,
I
you
was
didn't kill
on one
anybody.
Yesterday.
You
did I
not
did not kill,
kill
anyone. And I am telling you, I rarely talk about the game of golf. But when our team came in at... one under par.
Was this team Nash?
Our team of four managed one under par yesterday. Yes. And the winners came in at 25 under par. Not the best day for any of the group yesterday.
So who was in the other team? It was Nicholas, Player, Tiger.
We were up against Fuzzy Zeller, the corpse of Chichi Rodriguez, and the corpse of Miller Barber. And it was they waxed us. They completely waxed us.
And then your opponent said, "Go on, it's just a putt."
Hey,
just a putt.
I love that clip.
I do too.
Where Jack Nicklaus makes the long putt. Let's talk about, if we can, before we get out of here for a break. I want to ask you the fight, big fight, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, Netflix, free, right? Free.
On Netflix,
if you have the Netflix subscription, which is not free, you can watch the fight without any massive pay-per-view charge, right?
Right. But be clear, it's not free. You already paid for it.
You already paid for it, but it's not like when they charge $300 for a pay-per-view event.
No, and you used to do that, didn't you? You used to buy those fights.
I didn't buy all of them, but the worst one, who was it? It was Manny Pacquiao against Floyd Mayweather.
Uh-huh.
Worst fight. Biggest ripoff in the, and that's the last time I, no, it's not, but it's one of the, I bitched
about the cost. I can remember several Mad Mondays when you come in, you'd say, $300, 2 minute fight with one round. I'm never doing it again. Never doing it again.
So there's a lot of hype. Tremendous. Las Vegas, you couldn't look at a giant billboard without their faces on. It's going to be in Texas at the Cowboys Stadium in Texas where they
have
this fight.
Are you going to recreate that billboard tonight at your game?
Yes, 100%. 100%. It's going to be me.
I really appreciate the fact that you took out advertising, Mike.
When can I be a gentle old man? I'm not. I don't want to be a gentle old man, but I also don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be a Karen. I don't want to be the Karen.
Oh, you'll never be that. But you will.
You don't think I'll be a Karen? Thank you.
No,
that's nice of you.
I think you will be a gentle old man that can be riled up. I think that most of the time, like my father, you'll spend some time in the room.
You ever see those Karen men, those old men that are like, why are you parked over here? Why are you parked over here? Just coming out there because you're old and all the power has been sucked out of your body and you have nothing to live for other than coming out and screaming at a telephone lineman or something.
What
I
don't want to be is the guy that has his glasses up on his forehead like this and says, I don't understand. I made my reservation before him. Why am I not getting a table? Why am I? And then turning and saying, why am I not getting a table? And just that guy. I don't want to be
now,
that
please
guy.
Do not invoke one of your old movies, because I know you're going to want to do that. All right. But it does relate to that when I say, when I get north of 75, when I 10 years from now, when I'm in that age range, the fantasy I enjoy as far as getting older would be knocking over a bank. Like when you get to the age where it just doesn't matter, instead of being boring and out there with a golf club in your hand or, going to a farmer's market or, going to see a musical in some crap theater somewhere.
Mike, this is not an old movie reference. What you are wanting to do is you're wanting to be, isn't it? Well, no, I guess they didn't rob a bank. The Bucket List movie with Jack Nicholson.
They've had many movies like that, and I love those movies. I love the movies that show Tommy Lee Jones and Donald Sutherland going into a bank, and I just that to me would be super cool.
But you're going to go to jail. Don't do that.
But if Carla leaves me by that time, and Michael...
Oh, you really thought this through.
And Michael is obviously, almost out of college at that point.
Yeah.
The idea of him coming to visit me at a penitentiary and Carla, running around with some normal guy, but you know what?
We can then move on to a crime podcast about...
There it is. And
well,
by the way, you're assuming
a microphone into it.
You're both assuming I'm going to get caught.
I guarantee you're going to get caught.
I'm assuming lots of things are going to go wrong.
I think that I could maybe make plans to cover.
Do you have a crew? And is it people we know?
I would look for a crew. You know who's at the top of my list?
Who?
You know him. You know the name. He listens to the show occasionally.
Who?
He's from Philadelphia. Alan Wentzel.
The Bagman.
Alan Wentzel. Mark Silverstein.
Oh, they're all your contemporaries?
Mike Silverstein. Sorry, Mark.
Because, you know, the person you need on your crew is Zoolander. He deals with locks and bolts for a living.
No.
Too young.
No, he could be the driver.
Yeah. No, I might enlist the help of a mainstream guy that no one would suspect. Ooh. I'm talking to you, Colonel Michael Colburn.
You know what? He'd be a good distraction if he showed up in full military dress.
A former cop could help you out.
Yes.
Oh, I got a few of those. But would I take my mainstream cop buddies, or would I take one of my wild man cop
shady
buddies?
Go shady.
And you know who they are.
I do. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And there's a hybrid. I think our friend Fried is a hybrid.
Yeah,
he's a hybrid. He's between wild man and
Need one wild cop, and ideally one who has hair that looks like Don Henley.
Right. And then I got the Julia Roberts character. I sleep with her. So it'd be perfect.
But no, you said that you're only going to do this after she leaves you. She's not going to come back in.
No, she's got to stay because I need the help. I need Whitey Bulger needs his woman when he's got his apartment. That's it. All right, we're done. That's the whole thing. I look forward
to when they make a movie about you doing that and them de-aging you like they did in The Irishman.
The fantasy for me really is doing something not age appropriate. That would surprise the F-out people. Yeah, I'm already doing that. We'll be right back, everybody. Yeah. Hey, what are your goals for the upcoming holiday season? International travel, connecting with family and friends. Remember, learning a new language can mean meaningful conversations and cultural appreciation. Can you imagine chatting with your relatives from the old country in their native tongue? You can do it. You simply need Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users. They offer 25 languages: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, plus the built-in True Accent feature. You know I love this. Gives you feedback on your pronunciation. I mean, this is meant for me. I love it so much. It's like having a personal trainer for your dialect. Rosetta Stone is also an amazing value, a lifetime membership that offers lifetime access to all that Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a short time, TMOS listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership holiday special. This offer will not last long. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Listen, that's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your holiday offer at rosettastone.com/today. Do it for yourself or as a gift that keeps on giving, ladies and gentlemen. Ho, ho, ho! Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Somehow, they know exactly the perfect gift for every single person you know. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. What did you get, Josh?
I got the MLB Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. So it's like
the ice cream
you get at the stadium.
I want. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Make some merry this holiday season with Uncommon Goods. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, and with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/TMOS. That's uncommongoods.com/TMOS for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I know in a perfect world, we would all get enough of the nutrients we need for high-level performance from our diets alone. But in the real world, everyone could use some help in continuing to find a new personal best day after day. I started with the Momentous 3, protein, creatine, and omega-3. These are the three nutrients expert research shows as the foundation of long-term health. This protocol supports every cellular function of the brain and body. The Momentous 3 is the easiest way to drive the biggest impact on health span. Even better, all of the Momentous formulas are designed with human performance experts and are NSF and Informed Sports certified for use by professional and collegiate athletes. They don't mess around, people.
You that know, Mike, means, yes. I contacted them and I said, "Whey?" And they said, "Whey." I said, "No way." And they said, "Whey." And here it is. It's a big package of their whey protein isolate. You can get that from Momentous. Mike O'Mara.
That means sourcing ingredients for quality, not just what's cheapest. They're driven by what they call the Momentous standard. Please don't do that next commercial. And it's become synonymous with the industry's gold standard in quality and efficacy. So if you are interested in making a true investment in your mental health, why not join the best in human performance and be part of the change? He's such an ass. That's raising the bar on supplements.
Way.
Just go to livemomentous.com and use code TMOS for 20% off your new routine today. That's livemomentous.com with code TMOS. He was making a whey protein joke, ladies and gentlemen.
Whey?
That's it.
No
way. Glad
whey.
That amuses you.
It
I'm
does.
Really glad that you like that so bad.
That's, I love the product, and I love to laugh. It's a perfect marriage.
Dad, good for you. Happy. Back in April, a producer got some flack for saying Sydney Sweeney isn't pretty or talented. I think she's both.
Yeah. Well, in is a she new- the one from The Biggest Loser? Is that who I'm thinking of?
Sydney is from the Zendaya.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a different. I'm thinking of Allison Sweeney. Forgive me. Sorry,
Sydney Sweeney. What is the name of the Zendaya?
Oh, Euphoria.
Euphoria. Mm-hmm. In a new interview with Vanity Fair, Sydney Sweeney was asked why she thinks women get knocked down in Hollywood. And this is a quote that I find very interesting, and I can, and it makes sense to me. Her quote is, "It's very disheartening to see women tear other women down, especially when women who are successful in other avenues of their industry see younger talent working really hard, hoping to achieve whatever dreams they may have. This entire industry, all people say is women empowering other women. None of it is happening. All of it is fake and a front for all the other crap that they say behind everyone's back." Kind of think maybe in Hollywood that would be true.
Yeah,
I think you hear that outside of Hollywood, too.
You do.
Behind each other's backs all
the
time.
They do, and they might put up the front of, hey, I'm lifting up other women, but, you know, it doesn't seem to be out there all the time, well, at least you don't hear about it.
I think it's, by nature, a pretty selfish business, so it might be counterintuitive to get where you're going by supporting other people, because I think a lot of people think that's not the way to do it.
Well, I mean, all you have to do is go backstage at a comedy club and hear comedians talk about each other, and you know what
you're right.
The competitive nature of the business. Sydney added that it could be a generational problem. I don't think so. To believe only one woman can be at the top. Quote, "So all the others feel like they have to fight each other or take that one woman down instead of being like, let's all lift each other up. I'm still trying to figure it out. I'm just trying to be my best over here." It is an idealistic approach, and I understand where she's coming from, but the harsh reality is the harsh reality, in the business of show in particular, I would think.
You got to take a shot at whoever's on top, and that's why I feel so sorry for Margaret Cho.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, Rob, you were relentless, though. Yeah, almost
forever,
admirable.
Yes.
During Fox NFL Sunday, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. During Fox NFL Sunday this past weekend, there was a Veterans Day tribute, and all the hosts were shown standing during the national anthem with their hands on their hearts, mm-hmm. all except Michael Strahan, whose hands were clasped in front of him. The reaction was insane. People were freaking out, wondering if Michael was protesting something. Are you kidding me? Really?
I was confused because I've stood that way many times during
So have I. And I've, yep. said, I've stood with my hand on my heart, and I've stood with my hand at my sides, and I've stood with my hands clasped in front of me. There were even calls to fire him. What is wrong with people? It got ridiculous enough that Strahan finally had to address it. In an Instagram post, he said he was not protesting anything or making a statement, and he loves the military. In fact, his father was a major in the Army. There's your credibility that he doesn't need anyway because he wasn't doing anything wrong. Still, he apologized. He shouldn't have. Saying
no,
he got
photo.
Caught up
Very
in the moment.
Very
and once he realized his hand wasn't on his heart, he thought he'd look like a fool if he changed his stance. I've done that too. I've been sitting there in the middle of it. I see somebody with their hand. I was like, I'm going to put my hand up there. He could have gotten away with that, by the way. He added, quote, that if that offended any of our military veterans, I apologize to you because that was never my intent. You don't need to apologize. And I'm not a big Strahan buddy, but he's been.
If he wants to apologize, apologize for Pyramid.
You don't like him because that's your old school. You don't like. You want Dick Clark.
You
want
love
Dick
him
Clark
as what? A game show host?
I've never watched Pyramid
Mike,
with him
he looks
as host.
Like he's checked out. That's the problem.
He says, "I'm a product of the military, a proud lover of the military, and a proud lover of all those who serve before now and who will serve in the future." Much ado about it. Just shut up.
I agree.
All this false patriotism out there—it's such bull s. It really, really is. You know, you want to know the patriots? The patriots are the ones that are out there you never hear about, with their asses on the line every yep. single day. All right, just because you got a bigger flag than me, or you put your big hand over your heart more than me, doesn't mean dick. It doesn't. You show respect. I agree with that. But don't, you know, the real people, the real, there's real valor out there. Support the people that support them when they come home. You know, call your congressman, tell them to support the VA, that type of thing. Go do some work for hometown heroes. Go do some work for wounded warriors. Don't bitch about Michael Strahan because he didn't have his hand over his heart. You complete assholes.
There are pockets of true patriotism everywhere, Mike. You just have to seek them out. I saw it all over Fremont Street.
No, you did not. Mariah Carey still calls herself the Queen of Christmas, but she might have to bow down to
Christmas.
A new king. Jason Kelsey's new holiday song, Maybe This Christmas, has hit the top of iTunes 100 holiday charts, beating out Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Before we go any further, let's take a quick peek at Jason Kelsey's Maybe This Christmas for a listen.
With Steve Nicks.
Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. Maybe this year love will appear deeper than ever before.
That's him?
Yep.
Stevie Nicks. To call someone we love.
Are you sure that's not him?
We've lost for reasons.
Okay. I don't think she really taxed his vocal line on that melody.
But I like it.
We'll see.
I think it's sweet. You don't. You hate it.
I don't hate it. But you know what, Mike? You got to know that is a novelty record. You got to know it is. Because you've got an NFL player singing on your soul.
You're a monster.
Well, no,
that's
I'm
when
not.
You're being really, really monster. It's kind of a sweet message. Maybe there'll be more love this Christmas. I think it's kind of sweet. I'm getting...
Jason, this is Stevie. We've arranged it so you can sing.
Thank and aren't we you tired for of the keeping Kelsey's? It two
okay.
one octave.
It's two on one. Josh is tired of the Kelsey's. Rob hates the song.
Mike, we actually have the Kelsey brothers discussing what it must be like to be
All
the
right.
Queen of Christmas. This is from their podcast.
All right, okay. Carrie. And I mean, that song is as good as it gets when it comes to Christmas music. Jason, how does it feel to officially be the Queen of Christmas?
You know, I've fought my whole life to be the Queen of Christmas. And the fact that we're finally there is just really special.
There you go.
There was a nice thing to say to my brother.
Okay. All right, you get it. Yeah, he had Stevie Nicks, and he talks about the Queen of Christmas.
Try not to be flat.
So he admitted it's early in the season. Not too many people are listening to Christmas music, so he jumped up in there. We'll see if it holds up. Think it'll hold up, Rob? No, Mariah's going to knock him down.
I don't think we'll ever hear this one again. The more I sing it, the more it sounds like a simple song for Ernie on Sesame Street.
Okay, you win.
One plus two is three. Okay.
Before a boxing match, the ref always tells the competitors to, quote, protect yourself at all times. This goes back to the big fight Friday night. Although when you're fighting Mike Tyson, you need to pay a little extra attention to your ears, which is why Jake Paul purchased diamond spiked ear protectors for the big fight tomorrow night. They reportedly cost him $100,000 each. He wore one to a press conference and said, quote, I'm not getting my stuff bit off on a Friday night. I don't know what stuff was, but they put it in those naughty words.
The ear. I mean, he probably said S, but I mean, he's referring. Of course, he don't want his ear cut off. I don't want injury.
Well, Tyson, I've been watching and kind of into all this, and it looks like he's not intimidated. None of these mind games are working for
him. If you were Mike Tyson, why would you be intimidated?
This is what, when he was interviewed by Rosie Perez for Interview Magazine, this is what Mike said. I said, quote,
there's no way I have to be here talking to you right now. All my friends are dead. They OD'd. They had AIDS. Me and my friend both had sex with this girl at the same time, and they both died of AIDS. I didn't catch AIDS. We were raw, too.
Wow.
That's Mike Tyson.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Have you, I'm Mike Tyson, I'm sorry.
Yes, Rob.
Have you heard the new Jason Kelsey record?
I'm going to go in there and try to kill him.
You're going to kill him? No, don't kill him.
Try to kill him when I'm dead.
Don't you have light gloves for this one? They're not heavy gloves.
Lightweight gloves. Harder. Throw a punch. I'm going to have a big blunt right after my fight.
Now, is the blunt? Oh, I thought during the fight. Can you hold a blunt in the glove?
Yes, I can. Yeah, I'll smoke between rounds.
Yeah, I can see between the rounds you could take a hit and then spit into that funnel.
Yes, yeah, the funnel, my marijuana funnel.
Many women can be upfront about how many besties they have and who they are, but men can be a little more elusive about how many best buds they have and where they rank. According to a report, the average American man has 8 friends total, including 5 general friends, 3 close friends, and... You hitting the buzzer for yourself?
I am. I have.
And 2 best friends. That's not true. You had a best buddy come out, or a friend.
Yeah, a friend, you know? and a best friend of the past. But if you don't talk for every 5 years, is that really a friend?
Yeah,
I mean, he's more like a brother, you know?
33% of men are most comfortable calling their friends bro. Bruh. Hey, bro.
I say it ironically.
We're a bunch of 10-year-olds now?
Yeah.
My kid today, I was trying to get him motivated because I had to drop him off at school. So I was like, Michael, you need to get up now. Now, you got to get your ass up now. And he looks at me and he goes, bruh. I said, if you say that again, you're going, I'm putting you in a bag and I'm taking you to Spain. Not clear whether that bruh would include bruh, broski, or brosif. 26.
Robert is a bruh guy, bruh.
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 I hate bruh.
I do too.
26% prefer brother, or brother. 21% usually use homie, and 6% would use the word bestie.
Any of those idiots undecided?
Men spend an average of four hours connecting with friends every week, which includes 94 minutes hanging out in person. Does my golf count?
Yes, golf
it
counts.
It does.
Well, are those acquaintances or friends?
Well, I mean, if there's
would
somebody
you socialize you would say, with them?
Yeah.
Okay,
I do.
A friend.
Technically,
okay, then it's a friend.
I do.
And if you see them every week, it's a friend.
Okay. 52 minutes texting, 42 minutes talking on the phone, and 39 minutes DMing on social media. Speaking of friend, my friend Scott, you're listening to my voice right now. Buddy, you are a good friend, and I thank you for that. I'm not going to tell anybody why. That's my thing.
Is it
that
Scott
seems
Shannon?
Like a lot of time.
52 minutes?
Yeah.
4 hours a week?
4 hours a week is a lot. I can't see myself doing it. You know, we do, but it's all biz. Biz, baby. That's the way we do it.
I don't know if it's business because I want to take this moment to say thank you for being a friend.
Let's move on, ladies and gentlemen. Every year, finally, a company called NordPass goes through all the lists of hacked passwords that get leaked on the internet. to figure out the most common, I love this, easy and hackable ones that people are still using. The number one most commonly hacked password that Americans used in 2024. Any guesses?
Is it password?
Yeah.
No.
Password one?
No.
MichaelMarishow.com?
No. It's secret.
I feel like that wouldn't be enough letters for most.
I agree. Or it should have a number. That password took less than a second to be hacked and has been used more than 328,000 times.
Told you my password was secret.
The second worst was 123456, which is the number one worst globally. The rest of the 10 worst in the U.S. are password.
Yes.
QWERTY 123.
Oh, because you can do it just on your keyboard, right in a row.
QWERTY 1. QWERTY. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 password 1 1 2 3 4 6 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 1 2 3 4 5 and ABC 1 2 3 ABC 1 2 3.
Like it. There's a moment in Spaceballs when they're revealing the secret combination to blow up the world or the Death Star or whatever. He goes 1 2 3 4
somewhere in a room full of Russians, they're looking up from fake Facebook accounts and smiling broadly, broadly with 328,000. Now, mine has never been hacked ever, and I've had the same one for almost 35 years.
Do you think it's the same password for everything?
Everything, because it's uncrackable, absolutely uncrackable.
You don't want to reveal it today, do you?
I don't care. Nobody will be able to figure it out. It's Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
You must be referring to the cantina.
The cantina.
Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Tatooine, don't you understand?
We'll take a break. When we come back, something very special.
Oh.
I want to talk about a medical miracle when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody. Hey, that's Christmas music. And you know what that means?
What?
I've got it right here.
Hello. There it is.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Yes, we're on the cusp of the season. I'm going to do an unboxing, and you're going to see what Josh has in his hand right here. See, it's a tiny little box.
It's not big like this one.
Look at that. Look at that, and then you just take it out of its little holiday box.
It's a little one.
It's a little coffee mug. Mm-hmm. Here's your twine to hang up from your tree.
Yes.
And it also serves, if you've been asking, and I will answer, a little shot glass, or you can put some very strong Italian coffee in it.
I put just a little hot chocolate.
Yeah, but I like chilled Fireball would go great in this on the holidays.
Yes, it would.
I saw someone describe it as Mike and Michael.
Mike and Michael.
For the mug and the ornament.
Oh, I love it.
Let's put them together. Let's put them together. There they are. Hi, Michael.
Now you can do a little depth perception and try to make them the same size.
You're going to be late for school.
That's like Walt Disney.
You're going to be late for school.
Shut up, bro.
And you know what, Mike? It really should be said for collectors of our ornaments in the past. This is the only way to get this ornament and complete your set.
Yeah. I keep going with that. You'll both love it.
Because it's Yule like Christmas.
So act fast. Supplies are extremely limited. And if you've collected our yearly ornaments every December, this is the only way to get one to make your set complete. That came from Rob Marketing Spiewak.
Remember to buy
your 2024 TMOS Christmas ornament at MikeOMaraShow.com. And remember, it's definitely not a shot. It is a shot. Why do you have to put that in there? Why don't you put that? It's definitely not a shot glass.
Mike, I didn't know what your lead was today. I was guessing.
No, but why would you say it's not? Because just because you're not drinking doesn't mean you can't put a little chilled, spiked cider.
It was ironic is what it was. It is a shot glass.
It is a Christmas ornament, but if we still have them in stock in January, it'll be a shot glass.
You'll take all the yarn out?
It's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, the little string goes away.
I love them.
I do, too. I think they're awesome.
I think they're fun, and I think that's fun is really the best thing to have. Let's get to the Rob Spiewak health.
Yes.
We know, as if you listen to the beginning of the show, that Rob is a year and a half, two tops away from really losing all ability to be ambulatory, so he'll be on a scooter.
I really thought you were going to say year and a half, 2 years sobriety, but no, it was actually a dig at my mobility. No,
how long have you been sober?
since March of 22. So 2 years and some change, I think. So
see, well that, done. That's its own miracle.
It is. It's wonderful. And I'm
by
proud
the way,
of
for those who are keeping track, New Orleans is not as easy as Vegas. Vegas was easy to stay sober. New Orleans was harder.
Vegas has more distractions.
It does. It really does. So, yep. But yeah, feeling good, doing well. But, you know, sometimes things on your body are not related to whether you're sober or not. And I take you back, if you will, and I believe you will, to fruitcaking of last year, fruitcaking of 2023. I told a story that night about the night that we dropped them at the post office where I tried to pick up an 80-pound container of fruitcakes, lost my footing, and nearly fell full weight on the loading deck of the United Postal Service, and it would have killed me. Instead, I just busted my nose open. But when I dropped that bin, I dropped it on my foot, and I have had a discolored big toenail ever since then. That, I know you're going to love this, Mike.
Oh, God, that's so nasty. Oh,
now, there's no pain. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just discolored. And keep in mind, Mike.
How long?
For like 11 months.
All right, is there no pain because there's no feeling?
No, there's plenty of feeling. Trust me. So, but I've been watching it, and, you know, I'm thinking, you know, what'll happen is this will
probably... Have you sought out medical attention for it?
Of course, Mike. He said, right. Let it grow out. And so I'm waiting for it to grow out. And it just, you know, you get used to seeing it that way because it's been so long. I thought maybe I'm just going to have a darker toenail for the rest of my life. Well, Mike, Las Vegas is a town synonymous with luck, is it not?
Yes, it is. Not for me on this particular trip.
No, me neither. Me neither. Yeah. So when I reached down to, I said, that looks a little different today. And I reached down to see what was going on with my left big toenail, and I scratched it. And Mike, the whole nail came off. Oh, it was the size of a dime. Oh, so picture, if you will. Picture, if you will, like that. Oh, yeah, I didn't do it at the blackjack table, Josh.
So gross.
And I looked, I said, oh, my God, the whole thing came off.
All right.
And I thought, oh, my God, with no toenail on my right big toe, my left.
I'm going to throw up. I am going to throw up. I want this to be over so quickly. I really, really do.
Here's the lucky part. My body, the magnificent machine this whole time. When I removed that, and it just required a slight tug to get it off.
Hold it. I gotta hit it again.
Oh, and Carla weighing in with an emoji of puke.
So gross.
I pull it off, and remember, it's about the size of a dime. But the whole thing, I pull out right from the nail bed, and what do you think I see? But under it, the right color. A fully formed nail had grown under the dead nail. And so when I pulled it off, I now have a normal big toenail on my left foot. It's a medical miracle. All this time, my body was making a replacement nail, and I had no idea. And I say, have faith. Have faith in the body. They will cure itself.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, three words. Have always been identified with Mr. Rob Spiewak. Those words are sweat the details. Sweat the details. You might say to yourself, for 11 months, how would someone be unaware of the fact that a nail was growing underneath another nail? Well, be simple. You just ignore it. You don't pay attention to it,
Mike,
and suddenly
it's like... I was
busy
following medical advice. I was just letting it grow out.
And it's all the way down there, and you know that's not easy for a man of your carriage to get to that nail all the time.
Why are you turning this into something negative, Mike?
Because I'm trying to move away from being totally and utterly grossed out.
Not
that's
Aesop
why.
In the chat room says that my toe emerged like a soft-shell crab.
You are shedding like Jake.
I am. Mike, keep in mind.
Soft-shell crab.
For the first time in 11 months, my feet are once again beautiful.
Okay. All right. That's nasty.
I did not, you know, Mike, I considered, though briefly, saving the nail to show you, but I'm not sure I wanted it to travel back from London.
I'm fine. Where did this occur? Where did this occur in Vegas?
By the bathroom of my hotel room.
Carrie's a lucky lady. Did she witness it?
No, I kept it a secret.
You didn't tell her?
I did. No, I did tell her, but I didn't show her.
Well, how about your standard comedy answer that you have? That? Well, how come you didn't show it to her? How come you didn't talk about it?
Well, we had separate rooms.
Bada bing. Or we don't speak. That's the one.
But
we
I'm
don't
sure
speak.
Robert would have enjoyed that.
He probably would have. I just didn't know if
nothing he didn't enjoy on that weekend, if you know what I mean. Nothing at all he didn't enjoy. Yeah, that's a happy child right there.
Like,
right.
That's what he got when he asked for a floater at the bar. I don't know if I could have gotten it through security.
That's what Rob does. He makes it even
He makes it so much because he is the grossest man alive.
Oh, God, I feel...
Would you have to check the toenail? Would it
count
as a carry-on?
Please go to commercial, please.
It fit perfectly under the seat in front of me.
Okay,
I am alive!
Congratulations on your new toe.
Yeah, thank you. It's just the nail. And congratulations to the lady who cleans my room in Las Vegas.
Just get him to stop, please. Oh.
Mike, I should say.
Just shut up. I'm doing a commercial for a beverage, all right? You ass. Oh, God. This really, you don't understand, folks. This really nauseates me. This really, really does. And I have to talk about beverages.
Mike, this is the beverage. This beverage will make you feel better. If you're
all
in
right,
a situation.
Stop, stop, stop. There's so much to love about November. So make sure you're at your best with Liquid IV's new Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support Mango Passion Fruit. With 5 times the daily value of vitamin C and 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, you can give your body the immune support it needs while treating yourself to a taste of the tropics. Cam Fong as Chin Ho. Book 'em, Dano.
That's
Does
Hawaii
that mean
5-0.
Anything to you, Josh? Cam Fong as Chin Ho?
I'm familiar.
Oh, good.
This Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support is scientifically formulated to support a healthy immune system with 5 times the daily value of vitamin C in every serving to give your body all-in-one hydration and immune support for everyday wellness, vitality, and rehydration. Plus, 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 essential vitamins and nutrients, and always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. We wouldn't have survived Vegas without it. Tear, pour, live more. Liquid IV, 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Support everyday wellness with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. You know, I'm taking my kid to school today. Only thing I'd had all morning, 2 cups of coffee. I finished the coffee on the way to school, and I am dehydrated. You can tell. Sometimes you actually, you know, in your mouth, you can tell how dehydrated you are.
Yeah.
And then one of these that I've enjoyed, almost gone in this show, and I'm back, baby.
Look
I'm fully back. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Mrs. O'Mara was knee-deep in Survivor last night, watching a recorded Survivor or whenever she watches
still
Survivor.
Watch every episode of that? She was
every episode.
That.
Never
She's
misses
been with it.
It
through an episode one.
Never misses Survivor. I went searching and discovered a discounted movie rental called, what was it? I wrote it down here. Blink Twice with Channing Tatum. About a 70%er on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not going to give it 9 toenails, but I'm going to tell you that I really, really found it engaging where I stood with it. I stuck with it. And it was, I'm going to give you a movie recommendation with an asterisk. Blink Twice. It was a big bag of okay, but it was weird.
Agreeable?
The plot is, you know, how did Carla put it today? Did you watch one of your The Girl is Paralyzed and Can't Move movies? I said, yeah, in a way I did. Only this time it wasn't paralysis. It was more like drugging them so they can't remember.
Right,
there's the plot line.
Okay.
But, you know, Channing Tatum as a monstrous character, pretty credible. It did say, and it was an interesting thing.
In Las Vegas, I saw a lot of people that kind of look like Channing Tatum. I think that's a look.
You know, and I don't want to give any real detailed plot lines away, but I think you get the gist of what I'm talking about here. When I think there was a little connective tissue between the whole Diddy experience and, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein world where, you know, the concept of – slipping some drugs to women so that they behave a certain way. It was taken to the extreme in this film, and it shows you how, you know, I think still in this day and age that we live in, if a woman reports something, it's a tough slog.
I agree.
It's a tough slog for people to say, yes, I believe you. And I think that still exists, and you have to be wary. But it is creepy, and I believe you can look it up. I think this was, although plastic surgery has definitely made her a little less easy to identify, but I do believe that Gina Davis is in this movie.
Really?
I believe that the very thin Gina Davis is in this movie. She is in the movie.
Mrs. Goldblum. Did they marry, right?
The ex Mrs. Jeffrey Goldblum of The Fly is in this movie, and it's creepy interesting. Kind of creepy interesting is the way.
Where do you weigh in? I'm curious, while we're talking movies, on Aubrey Plaza. She was on Community.
I love Aubrey Plaza. I think she's a bit of one note. I know that she plays that deadpan. You know, that's her style, but I think she is a naturally gifted, funny person who's funny in real life anyway, and that act that she has works very, very well. But I think she's a good actress.
Well, I think that you should check out, then, this is a sweet movie. I'm not going to say that it's anything that it isn't. It's a chick flick, but it's a good
story.
Is it
sweet as the fireball that you would put in the Christmas ornament after the holidays when you want to use it as a shot glass?
It is, Mike, and also spicy. It's called My Old Ass. And
that's really up at the top of the charts on Rotten Tomatoes right
now. It's really enjoyable. Good performances all around and a sweet, sweet story. And Aubrey Plaza, I think, underused in it, but she's very good in the scene she's in. So you should take a look at My Old Ass.
Okay. It's
also set in Maine.
Josh wanted to say something. Sorry, Josh.
I was going to say, with Blink Twice, you didn't mention that Haley Joel Osment is also in it.
Haley Joel Osment is awesome in it. Haley Joel Osment is one of
the. Was he dead the whole time?
I see dead people. He is the child actor who is now grown. He is really, really good.
I don't think I've seen
him as a grown man. He is really good. He's really good, and he has a big beard. Yeah,
and big face too.
Big face, but he's good. He plays a great character in that. Now, and I should have mentioned that at the front. I really, really should have. But Aubrey Plaza, one last word on her. Always think, I'm coming up to a roundabout, taking a turn to somewhere. You take the roundabout, the third exit off to Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, we'd
that's where you're going.
Be in New Jersey, wouldn't it?
Jersey and you. Perfect together. We go all the way back to that governor, whose name I don't even remember
Tom
anymore.
Kane.
Tom Kane, there it is. We'll take a break and have some beautiful video when we return with Toenail Boy himself. Man,
thank
it
you.
Was still nauseated me with that little story. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, listen up, maniacs. DermGlow Skin has the help you need. It's delivered right to your front door. DermGlow Skin now offering microdosing semaglutide or tirzepatide. What does that mean? Huh? Hmm? Who? No BMI requirement. This is a game changer. If you don't qualify for weight management because your BMI is too low, you can still qualify for microdosing. Find microdosing under the longevity tab at dermglowskin.com. Also, don't forget to remember that DermGlow Skin also has PT141 to improve your sexual health and satisfaction, B12 for energy, NAD plus for the fountain of youth, and Sermorelin and Synapsin for that brain fog. And by the way, may I mention that, believe it or not, from before I left for Vegas and now as we sit here on the Thursday program after Vegas, I am down nearly 5 pounds. That's after Las Vegas, people, with donuts.
I think a lot of that weight loss has to do with your wallet.
You might be right. It's the first step to being a better you. Payment plans and Afterpay are now available. So what are you waiting for? Age well with peptides. And remember, Carla's always there for any questions you may have. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I have the energy of a newborn colt. that's me.
Hey,
Rob,
I like that.
Hit it. There we go.
Beautiful video.
Love you all.
It's a selfish thing, but sometimes I forget what I write, and it surprises me.
There you go. And you get a kick out of it.
I do.
That's you. Yes.
Yeah. You know what I do? I kick, and my nails come off. If you kick too hard. Oh. I should say, Mike, it was the size of a dime, but not flat like a dime.
All right. Come on.
We've moved on.
We have. God. Well, some of us have. Mike, I loved Yacht Rock before it even had a name.
Okay.
I love the genre of music. And I think that HBO has actually come up with a good idea. They're doing a documentary. Get it, Mike? D-O-C-K.
Yeah.
Documentary. Mm-hmm. That's what they're calling it, about Yacht Rock.
All right.
And they're debuting it. Thanksgiving night always seems to be a good night for debuts on streaming services. That's when they're going to debut this. And I believe it's neat because you get to hear Michael McDonald talk.
You don't know me, but I'm your girl. God, I love that.
He's got a great song, great voice, doesn't he?
It rocks, but it doesn't rock too hard. The singers all seem to be saying, hey, it's gonna be okay.
It's perfect sitting down dancing music.
Also known as Yacht Rock.
LA in the 1970s.
It was an amazing time. There's these really talented session guys who can play anything.
Steely Dan.
The Doobie Brothers.
Toto.
Kenny Loggins.
Christopher Cross. Michael McDonald.
I am so in. I am so in on
that. I don't know. I mean, I worked every format.
Right.
I worked pop music in the 80s. I worked what they used to call, the format was called adult contemporary in the early 80s, then the mid 80s pop music, mm-hmm. Michael Jackson, thinking that in those lines that you have. And my very first format in my career was what would probably be called Yacht Rock. In fact, if adult contemporary was a thing now, it is. They call it Yacht Rock on the satellite channels that they have out there. And then I worked classic rock. Classic rock for me, nails on a chalkboard now, pretty much.
You've heard enough of it.
I've just heard so much. It's so Yacht Rock, not necessarily so much. And I don't know why that is. I'm just throwing it out there.
I can offer this. I think Yacht Rock sort of, it learned a lesson from disco. By the time everyone was so sick of disco, you could make non-disco music, but still have slick production.
And I'll give you a great example. I'll give you a great example. Because they mentioned Kenny Loggins, they don't mention Jimmy Messina, who was also in a band called Poco, which was a precursor to the whole rock genre. But I will say that Your Mama Don't Dance and Your Daddy Don't Rock and Roll is still a song that I never tire of hearing, their version of it. And it's weird that way. And my favorite factoid from the Yacht Rock era, you might remember it, Rob. There's a particular fact about a Yacht Rock artist that was I'll give you one little hint, that was centered around an album cover. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't. For some reason,
the fact is this.
Yeah.
The story goes, Christopher Cross was not easy on the eye. And in order to market him, they did not put any pictures on the album. They just had illustrations.
It was a flamingo. Was that's true. They kept, and Mike,
that's
I can
it.
Verify that. That is awesome.
Yep. And
but
Christopher
as a musician,
Cross, legendary yacht rocker.
I think as a musician, you probably appreciate Yacht Rock because of the production value. I think
and the fact that it's just something that you're attempting to get catchiness without a driving beat, and that's hard to do unless you're really all about the melody.
That's really well said.
Yeah, it's all about the melody. And you know, when you talk about musicianship, you talk about genius level musicianship. Steely Dan, Toto, the Cats in those bands, and the Doobie Brothers, Jeff Skunk Baxter. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about legendary people. So I'm a big fan, I guess.
Mike, if anyone ever doubts the validity of Your Mama Don't Dance as a record, Elvis covered it.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley covered a Yacht Rock record. Mm-hmm. So there's that. All right, Jelly Roll. As you know, I often dress up as Jelly Roll.
You do, yeah. Constantly on the weekends, primarily. Yeah,
exactly. What do you think he loves, Mike? What do you think Jelly Roll loves? He loves the grocery store.
Oh, does he? See?
Yeah.
Every
and
man.
People, and
because he was in the joint. That's because he was in the joint. He probably didn't get access to the normal kind. He went to a little commissary and stuff, and he, you know, buy cigarettes. That's
it. A lot of people. I don't know if he smokes. He looks too healthy.
Sure he does.
He loves the grocery store, Mike, and what's great is people leave him alone.
I get stopped all the time.
I get stopped, but everybody's cool. I have a grocery store by my house that I go into that everybody is super sweet. It is really, really cool.
That's nice, man.
It is. I love grocery shopping, too. And they'll stop me and say hi, but, you know, nobody asked for a picture or nothing. Everybody was just really, really, really cool.
That's cool, man.
They treat me like a neighbor. They all know I live in that little community, so it's kind of more like, you know, they talk about cool neighbor stuff. You know, like, did you hear about such and such's farm selling? Or, you know, what about that storm that it knocked down a tree? Oh, cool shit.
Now,
thanks,
I'm
Jelly.
Curious, when Jelly is at the grocery store, do you think he focuses on the perimeter of the store or the inner aisles?
Well, I mean, you're making a fat joke and a fat stereotype, and you would say that the inner aisles.
No, I'm talking about processed food.
Listen, last night I go to the Publix, the Publix. Sorry about that. I just want to give a shout out to the greatest grocery store in the United States.
I know you love it. It's
great. And look, I don't give a rat's ass about political donations. They all donate to political candidates. I don't care about that. I'm talking about the quality of the product. And the guy behind the bakery counter that let me buy the full case of Vegan Bites, as they have at three now different locations, and they're just helpful, and he was just cool. And, you know, he was doing like an order or something in the corner, and it took a while, and I'm standing at the corner. It's like 6:30 at night, and I, you know, late in the evening, and I greet him with a lot of friendliness, and that goes a long way because he knew that he was keeping people waiting. And if you're chill with somebody that does that, they're chill with you, and I just want to give him a shout out. I got him out in the kitchen right now, all my little vegan bites.
Why did you have to go to the baker to—
They sell them in the bakery department.
Are they fresh baked?
I don't know. Define fresh baked.
Are they baked on store in the store? Or
No, they come in. They bring them in. That's why I was able to get the case, and they're yummy, yummy. All and right. I lose a lot of weight eating them. That's why
I love grocery employees. My mom was in it for a million years, and I always go out of my way to be pleasant towards a grocery employee because they're great people.
Yep.
I don't know if Lamar Odom is a great person. He used to be married to Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, had a lot of trouble. He went to the Bunny Ranch, didn't he?
I believe he did.
Yep.
But, you know, what was the phrase you used earlier, Mike? A bad look. It's a bad look. Well, it's a bad look when Lamar Odom buys a real doll that looks like Khloe Kardashian.
I think this one.
Now, there's a lot of stuff blurred in this video because they are real dolls.
Why are they blurring it out?
Oh, Mike, because it's a table of penises.
Oh, it is?
Yes. Now, here's the Khloe doll he's building.
Is this like a love doll factory?
Yes, it's a real doll.
He's gross. He is so gross. Is that the racket he's in now?
I don't know. I think he's just buying it for himself.
And they're all in that squatting position.
Well, that's not as bad as the fact that they're all hanging from chains. I mean,
that's
it's just
so weird.
I've gotten over my past with wax museums. I know I couldn't go into a real doll factory.
That's nasty.
That would be bad news.
Ew.
Mike, you know the real dolls all have their own toenails. Let's close with this. Mike, we've seen cats that are potty trained. I've seen this. We've known them.
Well, they go into a litter box.
No. I mean, cats that will pee in a toilet. I've seen it. Oh. It's great. Okay. But a dog, you can't train to do that. But is it as good if a dog knows how to stand up and pee into a litter box? I'm sorry about the narration on this, but the visual is fantastic.
Okay.
It looks like some sort of pit bull derivative, literally standing up and peeing into a cat's litter box.
Honor of my dog's sixth birthday, here is him standing like a human man, peeing directly into my cat's litter box.
Adorable. Adorable. Look at that. And it's not even like just an open air litter box. It's one of those ones with a cave. It's a little enclosure. Phenomenal.
Right. He aims better than kids.
Absolutely aims better than kids. That's incredible. Look at the concentration on that beautiful dog's face.
And I admire that dog.
What's that, Josh?
How do you teach that?
You train them. You train them in the way you would train a dog to, you know, walk on its hind legs, I suppose. That's
Josh, you could train them. Do you have any peanut butter?
Oh, God. That's it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get out of here.
Good boy.
Thank you for tuning in. We got a great bonus show for you tomorrow, so tune in for that. We'll all be back for that, but you're not going to hear it or see it or deal with it if you don't have a bonus show subscription. And that's how we try to feed our families, ladies and gentlemen. So listen, if you don't have a bonus show, first of all, what are you doing? If you do have a bonus show, get Get your friends to sign up and get one, too. We'd really appreciate that. But for now, we take our leave, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show tomorrow for Rob Spiewak, he of the toenail, and, excuse me, Josh Soroka. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Let us take our leave.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. You know, morons.
What do I do?
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.